What's happening locally? The news.
And let us find out, shall we? Let's take this morning's look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. This Monday, the Superior Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office of the Public Ministry reached a sentencing agreement with businessman Mario Martinelli Barrichello, brother of former President Ricardo Martinelli Barrichello. Now, this was for irregularities in the purchase of grains, this is rice, beans and lentils, with funds from the defunct National Aid Programme, the PAN. The Prensa had access to the document signed on Monday in the presence of Mario Martinelli's lawyer, former Attorney General Annabel Fon. The businessman was accused of crimes against public administration in various forms of embezzlement. The plea agreement includes payment to the state of $2.3 million and 40 months of commutable jail time. The admission of guilt comes after the First Superior Court of the First Judicial District refused to accept a request for guarantees filed by the defendant's defense attorneys on the 28th of February. Mario Martinelli had a wealth of evidence against him, which, according to the plea agreement, included several testimonies and documents. The events took place when Ricardo Martinelli was in power. For example, the former director of the PAN, Rafael Guardia, said that the brother of the then president was the one who supplied rice to the PAN through the supplier, Hailing Corporation, a company in which Pablo Ruiz López Obregón, also accused in his case, was the legal representative. López Obregón agreed with Guardia when he stated to the prosecution that Mario was his capitalist partner in the grain business. Hailing Corporation SA sold rice to the PAN at $80 per quintal and lentils at $100 per quintal, even though the reference price was $49 for rice and $55 for lentils, causing millions of dollars in losses to the state, given the overpricing. The text of the plea agreement adds that another defendant, Jaime Antonio Ruiz, declared in his statement on the 12th of March of 2015 that Mario Martinelli invited him and his son, Pablo, to participate in Hailing Corporation. He specified that Mario Martinelli was the one who financed the project and was part of the partners of the company project, together with Roberto Brin and Roberto Luscando, both then employees of Super 99, a chain that we know is owned by the Martinelli family, for the commercialization of rice, lentils and beans. The plea agreement also states that Ruiz Obregón stated that Hailing Corporation became a supplier to the PAN in 2009, the same year that Ricardo Martinelli took office as President of the Republic. He added that his partner told him to register the company since there were many opportunities to do business in which he could participate. Ruiz added that his partner informed him that Brin would be the link between them and that the one who would provide as well all the advice. Well, that due to a conflict of interest because he was the brother of the former president, Mr. Mario Martinelli, Roberto Brin and Roberto Luscando, being employees of Importadora Ricamar, the company name of the Super 99 chain. They preferred to do it, this is the business, through a third party, third company, which they could control without being in charge. Ruiz Obregón also told prosecutors that there are checks showing that they received 75% of the profits. Another aspect highlighted in the plea agreement is that there was irrefutable evidence of Mario Martinelli's participation in the business, such as the existence of several checks from Banco Panama, in which Martinelli was a partner, according to the text of the plea agreement, which showed, for example, that between January of 2014 and August of the same year, the accused received an estimated $4.7 million through checks issued by the company Hailing Corporation. Some of these checks were in the form of dividends in favour of Martinelli. The Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, announced that it will invest $8 billion over the next decade in the development of projects to maintain the validity in the interoceanic route Among these projects is the construction of the water reservoir in Rio Indio, located between the provinces of Coclé and Colón. Ricoarte Vasquez, administrator of the Panama Canal, said that this investment contributes to the maintaining of the validity of the interoceanic route at a global level and will help counteract any type of recessionary cycle in the Panamanian economy. The canal has been the focus, of course, of questions from the United States government in recent months, but Vasquez denies that this decision to carry out these investments has anything to do with any kind of influence from Washington. The Panama Canal is Panamanian. The plans are made in the Panama Canal by the Panamanians with the best interests of Panama and attending to the needs of the clients, said the administrator of the Interoceanic Waterway. He argued that the current situation, this is Trump's threats, cannot be the axis around which the vision of the canal revolves. Furthermore, the investments that the interoceanic route will carry out, in addition to Rio Indio, will involve other infrastructure projects. In addition to Rio Indio, the ACP is also interested in promoting a land logistics corridor, which currently exists through the road route that connects the Bridge of the Americas with the Centenario Bridge on the canal's Riviera. The intention will be to extend the section of the Atlantic Bridge in the province of Colón. Now, according to Vasquez, expressed interest in the mobility of liquefied petroleum gas, this is cooking gas, a market segment that is highly relevant for the canal and whose volume is projected to double in 10 years. The canal is also evaluating the possibility of supporting the construction of a gas pipeline. The ACP administrator also admitted that the imposition of new tariffs at a global level could have an impact on the Panama Canal. The impact will depend on whether tariffs are actually imposed and whether they come into effect. Secondly, we must analyze how long these tariffs will be in effect. And thirdly, can we say that any tariff system or trade restriction affects the volume of world trade, said Vasquez. And he added that the effect on the canal and the trade routes that pass through it will depend on which products the new tariffs apply to. Two consortia participated on Monday. This was in the international pre-qualification process for the Panama and San Miguelito cable car project, promoted by the state-owned company Metro de Panama SA, which will benefit some 200,000 people. The consortia that submitted their proposals were SPE Cable Car Consortium, made up of the companies Sofratesa de Panama Inc., Mexican Infrastructure Developer and Promoter SA de CV, and Engineering Estrella SA. And the second company was the San Miguelito TSM Cable Car Consortium, made up of the companies Cointa Concesiones SL and Doppelmayr Panama Corporation. The evaluation committee will be formed next Friday, the 14th of March, and on Monday, March the 17th, it will begin to analyze the documentation submitted within a period of 10 business days, with a possible extension of 5 additional days. At the end of this process, a report will be issued with the list of pre-qualified companies that will be able to participate in the subsequent tender that the MPSA will call for. Ana Laura Moraes, MPSA Planning Director, explained that once the concessionaire in charge of executing the administrative concession contract for the Panama and San Miguelito cable car project is selected, construction will begin in 2026. This consortium will be responsible for the administrative concession for financing, studies and designs, the construction of civil works and manufacturing, supply installation and commissioning of the cable car system, as well as its operation and maintenance. According to Moraes, the construction project could be completed in approximately 24 months from its start date. We hope that it can be less, but in principle that is the reasonable time for a line of this length of 6.6 kilometers, and that will have 6 stations, 2 located in Panama City and 4 in the district of San Miguelito, it was explained. Regarding the estimated construction price, the Minister of the Presidency, Juan Carlos Oriac, who participated in the pre-qualification ceremony, said that it cannot be specified yet since the Panama Metro is carrying out the corresponding studies. Oriak explained that this project is a campaign promise of the executive and the budget will be guaranteed, since the cable car is an integrated transport system that will have other branches in the future similar to the metro lines. A total of 745 packages containing suspected drugs were seized during anti-drug operations in a port in the province of Colón, the public prosecutor's office reported on Sunday. The first 50 packages with the illicit substance were located by agents in the electrical panel of a container. According to the prosecutor's office, the container was in transit and had Lithuania as its final destination. Meanwhile, in another search of a container, the prosecutor's office found 695 packages containing drugs. The container came from Suriname and was destined for Belgium. According to official figures, Panama closed 2024 with the seizure of more than 80 tons of illicit substances. And it's official, the National Commission for Electoral Reforms will be formally installed on Thursday, and the official ceremony will take place at the auditorium of the central headquarters of the Tribunal Electoral, located in Ancon, and is scheduled for 4:30 p.m. For 1 year, the CNRE will be tasked with presenting, discussing and approving a bill to be submitted to the National Assembly in preparation for the general elections on May the 6th of 2029. This will be the 8th National Electoral Reform Commission established to reform the Electoral Code since 1993. The Commission is made up of political parties, members of the legislative and executive branches, the Ombudsman's Office and civil society organisations. And the Ministry of Health confirmed on Monday the first death from the Oropouche virus in Panama. Health Minister Fernando Boyd Galindo said the deceased, an 82-year-old man with a history of high blood pressure and diabetes mellitus, showed symptoms of neurological deterioration after returning from a trip to the province of Darien. He was hospitalized with the initial diagnosis of neuroinfection, and after carrying out additional studies, including analysis of cerebrospinal fluid, it was confirmed that the cause of the illness was the Oropouche virus, explained Boyd Galindo. Now, regarding the epidemiological situation, the ministry reported that during week 9, 2021 cases of the Oropouche virus were recorded in the regions of Darien, eastern Panama, and the metropolitan Panama. The cases are distributed as follows: Darien with 207 cases, East Panama with 13 cases, and Metro Panama has one case. The most infected districts are the towns of Pinogana with 146 cases, Santa Fe with 42, Semaco with 12, Chepigana with 7, Chepo with 13, and Pacora with 1 case. By age, the highest number of cases occurred in people between 35 and 49 years of age. As for sex, the cases were distributed among 106 men and 115 women. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. Those are some of the local stories in the news here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for today's programme.